You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I have one of my favorite guests on today. She is a return guest and you guys are going to be so excited to hear back from her, Misty Bailey. And I know you guys have heard her name over and over again because Abanella talks about her all the time. Misty, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. And yes, I say that Abby is like my biggest fan.
She is. She is. And I'm right there with her. Your last episode that you did with us was from December of 2018, which I cannot believe it has been that long. I mean, it just seems like it was, you know, just a few weeks ago, maybe. But we talked about salt and light in public schools. And okay, this is the beauty of podcasting. Misty's little boy just walked in and gave her a big old kiss.
Go in the other room. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry. This is mom life. This is homeschool mom life, is that our kids are with us. And that is one of the joys of being a homeschool mom and having our kids around with us when we are doing the things that God has called us to do. So I love that he came in, just kissed you on the head and walked on out.
The reality, though, is he actually just likes to be on camera.
Ah, okay. Well, hey, if you get a smooch out of it from him, then yeah, it's fine. Anyway, we talked about salt and light in public schools, and that is to date one of our most listened to episodes ever. That just really struck a chord with people, and they, you know, because that's one of the arguments that we often hear about homeschooling is we can't homeschool our kids because we need to put them in the public school system so that they can be salt and light. So if you guys have missed that episode, we will link back to it in these show notes so that you can go back and listen to it. But you could also just search for it on the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. But for those who are new, because it's December of 2018, we have a whole lot of new listeners. Misty, introduce us to yourself and your family really quickly.
Yeah, so my name's Misty and I podcast at Joyfully Homeschooling. I have three kiddos. My oldest is learning how to drive. She's almost 16, so we're in a whole new season there. Then I have a 13-year-old, and then I have an almost 9-year-old. Probably by the time this episode airs, he will be 9, that just popped in. His name's Daniel, and he has some special needs. So that is it. We've always homeschooled, been homeschooling for 10 years. So that's a little bit about me and our homeschool.
Yeah. Well, you're just a year ahead of us in the whole driving thing. Cause my oldest is 14 and she's already planning her driving days. And I'm like, can we not talk about this yet? I'm not quite ready to jump on the driving, you know, no.
It's a whole new ball game and it happens so fast. Luckily with the Corona, one good thing that came out of the Corona is I got 3 extra months before she was able to get her permit because everything shut down.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. Well, that's 3 months more of driving when there were probably not a whole lot of people on the road. So
I know. That's a very good point.
Yes. Yeah. See, there's blessings in everything. We can find always good things. We have a few things that we want to talk about today, Misty and I, as we were just talking and just talking about how we can best encourage you, our audience. And one of the things that we've answered this question, and Abby and I recently answered this on one of our Q&A episodes, is, but we want to talk a little bit deeper about this, Misty and I, is about how to respond to the naysayers in your life and those who are maybe not understanding homeschooling, whether that would be maybe your husband or your parents or a neighbor or, you know, someone else in your family or circle of friends who just doesn't get homeschooling. And we were there, you know, that is one thing my heart always goes out to people who don't get it because we didn't get it for such a long time. We were those naysayers for years, Garrett and I were. We were the people who were telling our friends, you really shouldn't homeschool. This is a really bad idea. And here are all the reasons why. And we simply, we were misinformed. We were uninformed. And we just, at that point, I will say we hadn't really let the Holy Spirit work on our hearts in regards to our own children and why we should homeschool them. Now, this was when they were, before they were even born, and then into, you know, their first couple years of life. By the time they hit school age, the Lord had really worked on our hearts, and we realized that this was the best thing for our family. But Misty, I know you've had some real experience with this. So how, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how do we respond to these people in our lives who are just like, nope, homeschooling, don't do it. And here are all the reasons why.
Yeah. So I'm assuming we could probably leave a link to this in the show notes, but I did a whole episode on when your parents and your family is against homeschooling. And in that, I kind of share a little bit like of our backstory with my parents and their stance on homeschooling. And I will say that, you know, here we are homeschooling 10 years later and my mom is on board, but my dad still, not so much. We are constantly battling that situation with my dad and being against homeschooling. And it's hard. I think it's hard as a parent. You want to do what's best for your kids. And especially as a Christian parent, you feel called to homeschool. You know, you feel the Lord leading you to homeschool. But when you get backlash from those who you want to make proud of you, for those who raised you, those who love you, and you kind of go against really what they hope for you and your kids, it's hard. It's extremely, extremely hard. It's not an easy place to be in. And my husband actually was against homeschooling when we first started, when I first started feeling the call to homeschool for a little while. And so I've been in that situation too. And now he's, you know, my number one supporter. Of course, I didn't start homeschooling until he was on board. But it's just hard. And I feel for families, for people who are in those situations, when those that are closest to us, whether it be our friends, people at our church, our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, aunts, any kind of close relationship, whenever they don't really support you, it can feel very, very lonely and very much like you're doing something wrong, even though in your heart, you know, you're doing what God's called you to do. So I think that there's three things that I want to bring up that you can do if you're in this situation. And the first, I think, is to remember that our parents, those around us, they love us and they love our kids. And if that wasn't true, they wouldn't care about how we educate them or what we did with them. They want to make sure that our kids have everything that they didn't have, particularly grandparents. And they want our kids to have a good education. So I think that we need to remember that sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's just concern. It's just that they really, they love our kids and they want to make sure that they're getting what's best for them. And so that's something important to remember. And the next is to educate them. And so this is kind of something that really happened with my mom. And when I say educate them, I don't mean throw a bunch of statistics at them. It can be something simply as sharing a post that Schoolhouse Rock shares on Facebook, because I share a lot of those because you guys always share really good resources out there that are pro-homeschooling and kind of educate the community. So sharing something like that on Facebook, not shoving it down their throat, but simply trying to educate the people around you. But with my mom, she was the first person, and it's kind of funny because I did my very first presentation at our local library in 2014. So at this point, I've been homeschooling for 5 years. My mom was still kind of against homeschooling, but she went to the presentation to kind of support me in my first public speaking experience. And she left there encouraged and educated just by the people that were in the room and kind of hearing people talk about homeschooling and hearing their fears and then hearing how they felt about the pushback they were getting from people close to them. That really opened my mom's eyes to that she was kind of doing the same thing to us. Also, I started inviting her to field trips and co-ops and things with our homeschool community, just so she can see that there were other people around there that were homeschooling and those kids were not weird. Right. You know, they were just normal kids.
Right.
And I think that doing that by just asking her to come alongside life with us really, really helped. So, you know, if you have somebody that you can do that with, I would really recommend that, you know, invite your friends to a homeschool event if that's possible, your parents, your sister, anybody that you're close to that you're kind of getting pushback from, and let them see what homeschooling really is. And the last thing I want to mention is don't argue with him. And I think this is huge. And it's a mistake that I made very, very often. If my parents, particularly my dad, made a comment about homeschooling, I'd immediately get defensive and feel like I was being attacked. And I would start throwing out those statistics. Or if there was something in the community going on, or they were talking about things, my dad works in the public school system, you know, I'd be like, well, that's why I don't homeschool. Or that's why I homeschool, you know, and throwing out those little kind of jabs. Number one, I don't think that's Christ-like. And number two, that just made him more defensive too. And it really built a wall up in our relationship. And it often led to an argument. And I think that that's important. And I think that we need to remember that homeschooling is our right. And we don't need anyone else's permission. The only people that need to approve of us homeschooling is number one, the Lord, you know, who called us to it. And our spouse, anybody else other than that, they don't get a say in how we educate our kids. We don't need their permission. We just need to do what we feel is best for our family and what we feel God calling us to do. And arguing that point, arguing that right, is not going to fix the relationships that we may have with people who are against homeschooling.
Yeah, love it. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more about this.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
We are back with Misty Bailey. Misty, I love what you're talking about. I love that you give very specific points on how to respond to those naysayers, you know, and like we said in the beginning, it's sometimes, and most of the time, it's because they have misconceptions about what homeschooling is, but they do love our kids. They love us and they want what's best for our families. You know, I mean, every once in a while you have that nosy neighbor who just, you know, maybe was a teacher for 40 years or 50 years. And, you know, she just knows that the public school system is the best and, you know, and she's just going to be angry no matter what. But typically those who are in our lives who are really pushing against us, it is because they just don't understand. They don't get it. I mean, that is one of the biggest reasons why we do the podcast, why we have spent the last 3.5 years making a documentary about homeschooling, why it's why we have the ministry that we have. And it's why you have the ministry that you have, is just to open up people's eyes and just say, look, this is the beauty of homeschooling. These are the benefits of it. This is what it can do for your family. And this is what God's word says about family discipleship and about education and all of these things. And like us, once you start to hear that, you just start to go, oh, and you know, I've said oftentimes it was like the scales fell from our eyes. And we had friends who would talk with us about homeschooling and I'd be like, nope, that's not for me. I'm like, we are not doing that. And if God can change our hearts about it, you know, he certainly can change the hearts of our parents and our siblings and our friends. But it's a hard place to be. I know, like you said, it can be a very lonely place to be. What was you said that your mom really kind of had her heart change when she got to go hear you speak for the first time. And I know Karen DeBuse has talked about that. She also had that same experience. Do you talk about it with your parents, with your dad, you know, since he's not quite on board with you? Or is it a conversation that you try to kind of avoid?
So with my dad, it's definitely something we try to avoid. But it was kind of funny because the podcast episode I mentioned, I had said in that episode that right about that time, I had heard my dad for the first time in our 10 years of homeschooling say that I if somebody was interested in homeschooling, they needed to talk to Misty because she was doing it right. You know, she was doing it okay. Uh-huh. And I remember tears coming in my eyes because that was the first time I'd ever heard him say anything at all positive about homeschooling. And so I felt like, okay, you know, he's on board. Like, right. you know, he supports me. And then a family that works in the school system where he works came to our not back to school picnic at the beginning of this past homeschool year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had come because she was interested in homeschooling and my dad had told her to kind of talk to us about it. And so she came and she was like all excited, but her husband wasn't on board. So the next time I saw my dad, I was like, okay, you know, I can talk to him about this. And I said to him, I was like, you know, yeah, so-and-so came to our not back to school picnic. You know, thanks for, you know, connecting us and everything. He goes, yeah. Told him they didn't need to homeschool. They just need to keep her in public school.
Oh, goodness.
So I will say that, you know, my dad still to this day uh-huh. is, you know, while he kind of is a little bit more okay with it, he's still not supportive of it. So sure. for us, it's just something we don't talk about, mm-hmm. you know, and I've told my kids the same thing. And it's like this wall that, you know, we don't cross. Mm-hmm. I know how he feels. He knows how we feel. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not Christians. And I feel that that's something that if we push back and argue with them about, mm-hmm. we're not being the examples of Christ that we need to be.
Right.
Which I did for many, many years. And it was a big mistake. It almost fractured our relationship completely. So I think that's important to remember as well. You know, if people are dealing with that, that you're not alone, you know, and right. Sometimes things don't end perfectly with a little bow. Sometimes they never get on board and mm-hmm. we just have to keep doing what God has called us to do to the best of our ability. Right. And, you know, not lose hope.
Right. And sometimes it they won't get on board until the very end when they see mm-hmm. the end result, you know, and I would imagine that with your oldest being in high school right now, I know that that's a time where a lot of people will say, well, you know, homeschooling might be okay for the elementary school years, but certainly don't do it in the middle school or high school years. And then maybe it's okay for the elementary and middle school years, but in high school, you really have mm-hmm. to put them in school because that's what really matters the most. And they have to get into a good university and they have to have, you know, they have to have the real school experience and they have mm-hmm. to go to prom and they have to have homecoming and they have to do all of these things that we're all conditioned to think is real normal. This is our new normal is homeschooling and it's good. It's a good thing, but sometimes they won't see it until the very end, you know, when your kids are grown and they're making good decisions for themselves. And sometimes even if not, I mean, you know, our kids are going to make the choices that they make for their lives. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they'll see that, okay, educationally, it really did work out. You know, they really did learn what they needed to. Character-wise, it really did work out. Look at how they turned out as adults. And so, you know, the proof is in the pudding most of the time. Yeah. And all we can do is what God has called us to. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast when Abby and I talked about this question, and that I think sometimes we, as adult children, we get confused the, you know, fifth commandment, honor your father and mother. And there's mm-hmm. a difference between honoring our parents and obeying our parents. Mm-hmm. We are no longer under the authority of our parents. And if mm-hmm. they don't agree with the decisions that we're making for our own families, well, that's too bad. We can pray about it. We can talk through the issues with them, but we are not under an obligation to obey their mm-hmm. and, you know, instruction to our family. That is between a husband and a wife, and we have to do what we believe that God has called us to do, what he's called us to do with our own children, because we have to answer to God for that, not to our parents, mm-hmm. ultimately.
Yep. And that's exactly right.
It's really what it comes down to. So, I can't believe, okay, we're out of time already. Like, that's crazy. But we're going to come back. We're going to come back on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about a few more things in relation to this and kind of tie this into the importance of cultivating friendships with other moms, other homeschool moms and homeschool communities, and how to get one of those homeschool communities set up if you don't have one in your area. Because one of the things that I know you and I both have learned is that if you've got people in your life who are negative about homeschooling, you definitely need those people in your life who are going to encourage mm-hmm. you and fill you up and support you in every way. And then we need to be that to those other moms as well. So so we'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to talk more about that. But Misty, until Wednesday, where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, so you can go to joyfullyhomeschooling.com, and that is the website for my podcast. And I'm also on Instagram at Misty IB, I think, or Misty Bailey. It's something over there. Just search my name. You'll find me.
Okay. Well, you know what? You can send me the link. We'll put that in the show notes, as well as the link to your podcast where you talk about this as well. And you guys, if you have not yet left a review for the podcast, we would love it if you would do that. That really helps. We say it all the time. We get reviews here and there. I know it's such a hassle to do that, but we would love it if you would take just a few minutes out of your day and leave a review, because it really does help other people to be able to find the podcast, especially right now when a lot of people are considering homeschooling for this next year and they're looking for resources. So if you would just stop what you're doing for just a minute, go to iTunes, find the, you know, where you can leave a review and leave a quick review. That would be great. We would love that so much. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back with Misty again on Wednesday. Have a great day. Bye.